treetops sing their song. The angels in the chorus sing along. The flowers in the garden lend their hue. So wash it up, praise Him too. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the
rock band.
What a great pleasure it is to be able to be at Silver City Baptist Church this morning. Thank the Lord for His sweet Holy Spirit that we've already been able to feel in this hour of service. I asked the Lord when coming up the road, I said, Lord, just let us feel the Holy Spirit. And I tell you what, without the Holy Spirit making us free, there'll not be no preaching this morning from me. But I tell you what, we're glad today to be able to be here with you and with your pastor. We love him from the bottom of our heart. We've known him just about all of his life, and we just thank the Lord for him. And we desire that you might pray for a little while. And I thought as you were singing, if it had not been for a man called Jesus, where would we be today? I tell you what, it takes the Lord Jesus Christ being in our lives. Are you glad you're saved this morning? Amen. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm on my way home. I'm glad this morning that I know that my Redeemer liveth. And I tell you what, it began to sing today. It just fills my heart. You know, I told Bobby on the way up here, I said, I hope the choir sings this morning. I got a blessing. I got more than I asked for. I got these little choir singing. It was just food to our heart. You've got a good young group of people here today, and I thank the Lord for it. You know, without a church, without the young people, I don't believe we'd be much of a church, would we? No, we wouldn't. It takes every one of us. Now listen, the thought that's on my heart today is take up your cross and follow the Lord. Now that's what God laid on our heart last night as we began to sit there, begin to read a little bit and pray, and God began to deal with our hearts. Listen what the Word of God said to be coming from the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew. Listen now, this was immediately after Jesus rebuked Peter when he said, when Peter got a hold of Jesus, and as Jesus began to talk about that he was going to go away, and he began to rebuke him. And Jesus told him, "Get thee behind me, Satan. They're an offense unto me." Listen, I tell you what, today I believe we all need to say, "Lord, Satan, get behind us, and let the Lord take over our lives today." Listen what the Word of God said, beginning with the 24th verse. And then said Jesus unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" I believe that's all that I'll read right now. But listen, you know, I thought this. Coming up the road this morning, I began to deal with God began to deal with the hearts and began to say some things. I said, now, if God be for us, who can be against us? I believe today that we need to let the Lord lead our lives today. We need to stand up and be counted for the glory of God today. Listen now. He said, "And who, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and follow me. Take up the cross and follow me." I want to tell you something today. We can't serve the Lord while you're standing up and saying, "Well, look at me, what I can do." But listen, we got to deny ourselves. We got to get ourselves out of the way today. And let the Lord take over our lives today. Why? Because He is. Yes, our supreme being. Listen now. If it wasn't for the Lord today, where would we be? If it had not been for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ coming into the world, and giving His life on the cross of Calvary. Calvary, why, yes, where would we be? Why, Jesus said himself, for this cause came I into the world. Why, yes, that the whole world might be saved. Paul said one time that his heart's desire was that whole Israel might be saved. Listen, that needs to be our desire today. That whole Israel might be saved. Well, listen, I tell you what. If there's ever been a time that I feel in our hearts that the church, I'm talking about the church, the Lord Jesus Christ needs to take up our cross and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe it's the day in which we live. You look around us today. Sin is on a rampage today. Satan is going to and fro in the world today, seeking whom he might devour. Well, listen, I'll tell you what. One time I could see a man. Why, yes, the Bible said that he is perfect in his own right. A man by the name of Job. Why, yes, and the Bible said, why, yes, now. Why, yes, it said there came a time when the sons of men, why, yes, came, why, yes, unto the Lord. Why, yes, and Satan was in the midst. Why, yes, I'll tell you what. Satan's in our midst today. He's going to and fro. Why, yes, and he's devouring our young people. He's devouring our older people. Why, we got older people today. You know, a lot of times, why, yes, we make the statement about our young people. But I tell you what, I believe we got our older people that's falling short. Come falling short. Short of the glory of God, denying the power, why, yes, and beginning to go on their own. Why, I'll tell you right now, there's not been a time that you've ever heard a preacher stand behind the pulpit and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that he hadn't had to pray a little, get humble a little, get down at the foot of the cross. Saying, not my will, but thine be done. Yes, take up thy cross and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to take it up today. Why, yes, you know, I've thought about this. Have you ever saw anybody saved that didn't come by the way of the cross? Why, yes, I've never saw it. They had to come by the way of Jesus Christ. Why, yes, and when I say come by the way of the cross, that means Jesus hanging on the cross, bleeding and dying, suffering, that the whole world might be saved. I want to listen, even Jesus made this statement, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. Why, listen, I know today that Jesus, why, yes, has all power, both in heaven and in earth. Why, yes, you sang on the song a few minutes ago, Rock of Ages. Why, yes, you know what? Why, yes, I'm glad. Why, yes, the rock that I believe in is Jesus Christ. He is the rock of our salvation. Why, yes, I know, and you do too. Why, bless your heart. Why, yes, in the olden days, in the Old Testament, why people had to go give their offerings at a certain time of the year. But I tell you what, Jesus, when he came into the world. I want you to get this. We're no more under the law today, but we're under grace today. Why, yes, God, because a much better way is coming. Well, let me tell you today, if I had to go to Jerusalem to offer up a sacrifice unto the said, Lord, I'd never make it. I know I wouldn't, but listen. He said to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, a holy, acceptable unto the Lord, which is a reasonable service. That's all he requires of any of us today, is a reasonable service today, taking up the cross and following the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we need to take it up daily. Listen, I'll tell you what. You go out. Yes, and I meet people maybe every day in their lives, and you do too. Yes, by the way they act and the way they live, you never know whether they've been saved or not. But I'll tell you what. Yes, we need to live our life. I'm just going to put it plain this morning. If I'm a preacher, then I need to live like a preacher. I need to walk like a preacher. I need to act like a preacher. Every day of our life. Listen, it don't just stop there. If you're a deacon, you need to do the same thing. If you're a lay member, one that's been saved by God's grace, if you're a Christian, we need to walk like a Christian. We need to talk like a Christian. We need to act like a Christian. I believe if we'll do that, I believe you'll see a different world to live in today. Yes, Jesus. Yes, he is the Son of God. Listen, for what has a man profited if he shall gain the whole world? Yes, and lose his soul? We got people today, yes, that's trying their very best. Yes, to keep up with the Joneses, keep up with this one or that one. Yes, if they've got this, I want it too. Yes, if they got that, I want it too. Yes, you see people today going out. Yes, purchasing all manner of things. Yes, and they say, well, if I can't make the payment, I'll just let it go back. Listen, I'll tell you what. Yes, I've been brought up. Yes, to live within our own means. Yes, and to put God first in everything that we might say or do. Why? Because God is the creator of this whole world. He created everything that's in the world today. Why, yes, and he said, I came that the world might see Jesus. Why, yes, now listen. Jesus came that the whole world might see him, that the whole world might believe in him today. Oh, today, I would today, that everybody could feel just exactly, yes, like I do within my heart today, that there is a God, there is a power, something far greater, yes, in this old world, yes, than earthly goods. What if we gained, the whole world, yes, and forget our own soul? I never will forget. I had a funeral one time of a gentleman that had never been saved, by the grace of God, taking his own life. I'll tell you what, you might say, well, how did you preach a funeral like that? I didn't know what I was going to preach. But when on the way to the funeral home, the Lord laid something on my heart. I am the God of the living and not the God of the dead. Listen, God is the God of the living. Why? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Aren't we glad today that we are a child of the King? Aren't we glad today we've been born again by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes, I believe the Bible said without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. I'm glad that Jesus shed his blood on the precious cross of Calvary. A lot of people said, well, why, yes, he, why, yes, gave his blood, why, he did this or that. But my Bible said that he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary that all the world might be saved. He didn't spill it. He shed it freely that the whole world might be saved. Don't you love a God, Jesus like that? One that's able to do all things for us? Why, think about it today. Why, yes, if we didn't have Jesus, where would we be? Why, yes, I'll tell you what. We'd be of all men most miserable today. I believe it's how Paul was said one time, if in this world only we had hope in Christ, we'd be of all men most miserable. I'm glad that I've got a hope far beyond this world. And I know where I'm going when I die. Do you know where you're going when you die today? If you're here this morning, never been saved by God's grace, I beg you in the name of Jesus that you would come to an altar and give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. While he may be found, the Bible said the day is coming, the night is coming when no man can work. Oh, you better be ready, because we don't know when that our Lord's going to come again. And he comes so suddenly. May God bless you this morning. This is our prayer. I know I've not stood long, but I preached that the Lord gave me, and I thank the Lord for his sweet Holy Spirit today. May God bless you. This is our prayer. Brother Tim. Bless your heart.
Thank you for that, brother.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Yes, Tim, if they would, you come get a song at this time. Couldn't help but think that you lost a person this morning.
Bible tells of a man that had a lot of goods, and he said, I know what I'll do. He said, I'll tear down the barns that I've got, and he said, I'll build bigger barns. He said, I'll store up much goods, and when I get everything fixed just the way that I want it, he said, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to say, soul, take thine own ease. Seems like in this world that we live in today, you and I are guilty also. But the world is wanting to accumulate goods. We're wanting to store things up that we think will make us happy. But Jesus said in this story of this rich man, he said, when you store up those things, he said, tomorrow your life will be required of you. And then whose will those things be? The things that we store up in this life, lost person, they're temporary. One of these days, this world, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, the things of this world are going to burn up. And they're going to go away. They'll never be found again. But I thank God this morning that I've got something in my heart that Jesus put there when I was just a little 9-year-old boy that's going to last when the world's on fire. When I stand before God, and every one of us is going to stand before him, I'm going to be able to say to him, Lord, do you remember that one time when I was just a little boy and you saved me? I've still got it. And you know what he's going to say to me? Enter in, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few little old things. He said, now I'm going to make you ruler over many. Do you have that this morning that it's going to take to get you through? Have you took up your cross and followed Jesus? If you haven't, would you come to this altar and kneel and be saved while we stand and sing?
Brother James.
Father,